Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. The weekend is here. The new year kind of crept up on some people, and all of a sudden, Wednesday felt like a Sunday, and it's Friday. And the weekend has arrived, with it Old Man Winter, and with it Channing Powell, who is the lead social media and events strategist with Made in PGH. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Larry.
How was your commute in?
It wasn't terrible. There were a couple highways that part of the highways that wasn't plowed yet, but I made it in safe and sound. I think by now we're all ready and anticipating this snow to come, but thank you for having me.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do around
KDK
here.
KDK Storm Center. Yeah. There's some delays and closings. Not too many, but we have a list. KDKRadio.com. In the meantime, Made in PGH, getting ready for a new year.
That's right.
You cover what's going on and in and around Pittsburgh, especially focused on food events.
Right.
And other events.
Exactly. Yeah, we really love to be a resource for you to see what's going on in the city, whether it be a new business or a new restaurant that popped up or different Pittsburgh events that you can attend on the weekend. We always want to be a resource for you guys. So give us a follow at Made in PGH and madeinpgh.com. And as far as our events go, we really love just bringing the Pittsburgh community together, whether it be, you know, health related, fitness, or just celebrating our community. But of course, we love food and drinks. So now that our Best Bite season is a little bit, we're off season a little bit because of the weather. We do it throughout the spring, summer, and fall. But now that it's winter, we thought, how about let's do something for the pizza lovers out there? So we created a pizza passport. And we're really looking forward to bringing this to the Pittsburgh community. And the tour begins on National Pizza Day, February 9th, and continues for 6 weeks. And we've selected the top 18 pizza shops for you to explore. You'll get a slice of pizza, and your passport will be stamped at each stop. You have 6 weeks to go to as many as you'd like. And these are all over the Pittsburgh region, so you want to be sure that you check out our map so you can map out your stops.
I like this a lot. And as you know, Pittsburghers love pizza.
That's
and
right.
Did you know, per capita, we have as many pizza shops just about anywhere in the United States? So
one in every corner.
Yeah. So can you give us a hint of some of the names on this list of the top 18?
Yes. So a few to mention are Pizza Davide in the Strip, Frank's Pizzeria in Ambridge, Della Terra, which is in Zelianople, Benny Fierro's in Southside. So we really kind of have a map for you guys all over the Pittsburgh region, but it's exciting to maybe discover one that you haven't tasted yet.
So you literally get a passport and then
and a map
stamped at each and a map. It's like, go ahead, you got 6 weeks, get as much as you can.
Exactly. And there's a QR code at each location where you scan it, you rate the slice of pizza that you got, and you get to be entered to win an Uni pizza oven. So that's really exciting. But yeah, you go to madeinpgh.com/pizza passport, and that's where you can purchase them. They'll be mailed right to you, and enjoy yourself.
That's actually a really cool idea.
You have six weeks.
Yeah. All right. What else you got going?
I anticipate that people are wanting to maybe participate in dry January. So
I'm glad you brought that up. So far, by accident, but yeah, I mean, we're 3 days in, only 2.5 technically.
So we're doing great so far.
Are you doing it too? So
yeah, I think so.
This has caught on in the last few years.
It's a newer trend. And these bars and restaurants are kind of participating. They're saying, okay, what's a really creative mocktail that we can bring so people can still go out, still be social? You don't have to be cooped up in your house and try these different mocktails. So a couple of restaurants that have them are Fig and Ash on the north side. They have a really great mocktail list.
So when you say mocktail, for those that don't know, that's a non-alcoholic drink.
Beverage.
So a lot of craft drinks and over the holidays in particular really popular. So they just now are making some without mm-hmm. alcohol in this whole dry January is to give people kind of a break from from the alcohol. Now, I know a guy, he loves his wine, but every year for the last 3 years, he goes through the dry January and people said, knowing this guy, they're like, no way are you going to be able to make it. But he did.
Good for him. It's, you know what? It's possible because it's already a colder month. You kind of want to be maybe indoors a little bit more. But for those who still want to be out and about, you can go and stop and try out some mocktails. Some of these restaurants and bars get really creative with it. They also offer non-alcoholic beer. But 11 in the Strip District, Fig and Ash and Northside, Bridges and Bourbon downtown has a great list. And also Kanalma downtown, you know, if you want to go out and catch some live music, but, you know, still have a drink or indulge, they have a great food menu, but and also a very thoughtful mocktail list that they come up with new mocktails every month. So
that's a cool vibe down there. A lot of jazz right there in the cultural district. All right. One more thing to do to look forward to in this new year. What do you got?
I think that, I don't know, I'm really optimistic about this year. I think that Made in PGH, we're going to have a lot of exciting events, especially as we move into spring. So just stay tuned on at Made in PGH on Instagram. We always are looking to bring the Pittsburgh community together in a fun and creative way.
And you can follow Made in PGH and you guys follow us.
That's right.
And we appreciate that. Channing, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Have a great weekend. Stay warm.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Larry.
Channing Powell on the Big K Morning Show.